You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
American Media Export. Wiggins America.
All right, the big winner coming out of Iowa caucuses was clearly Donald Trump. But you know who came in second? The polls. See, that's much better.
Slow clap radio. You're doing radio things.
Yes, thank you very much. The polls were very, very accurate for the Iowa caucuses. Surprise, surprise. So if you're wondering how accurate they were, for Donald Trump, he got 51% of the total vote. That was within 1% of his polling. Haley, 19%. That was within 1% as well. Ramaswamy, 7.7. His predicted results were 6.8, so he was within a point as well. The only person who outperformed those polls, Ron DeSantis.
I told you he would.
Yeah, good for you. He still was only at 21%.
Outperformed.
And they predicted him in about 15 or 16. So he did outperform them by 5%, which is to say something. But for the most part, the polls were pretty darn accurate. So the reason I bring that up is simply to walk you down this road, that when you look at the general election polling, you can look state by state too, but it's easier to see in the general election polling. The last couple of them that I'm looking at here, Trump versus Biden. This is from INI and TIP. That's a major pollster. It's one of the more recent ones. Trump 41, Biden 40. So Trump plus one. But if you add in third-party candidates, Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy versus Manchin versus West versus Stein, and they also threw in somebody in there named Mapstead, who I don't even know who that is.
What?
But this is from that pollster, INI and TIP. Trump then goes to plus three. So while both of them lose percentages, Trump loses less.
Yes.
That is the theme. Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
That last name, I think you meant to say placeholder.
Yeah, someone else. Person.
No one knows.
Last name here is the other person.
That's interesting to me, honestly, because how many times have you heard people say that the third party candidates benefit the Democrats? In this case, it does not seem to be the case.
Well, you know what's interesting, Ryan, is that in the very early polling, it looked like it either had no effect or maybe might benefit Biden a little bit. That has slipped in the opposite direction. And I'm not one of those people who thinks that this is going to make a major impact, because if you have all those names, and it really depends, because sometimes they'll just add in RFK, or sometimes they'll just add in somebody like Jill Stein. But when you add all of them like that, including Mapstead, whoever that is, that guy's barely polling, by the way, surprise. It does seem to favor Trump by a little bit. Another example, Reuters is Ipsos just came out too. General election, Trump versus Biden, it's a tie. Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy, Trump plus one. So he pulls from both of them, but he seems to pull from Biden more.
Yeah. When you listed all those voters in that first poll, are all those candidates, the two third-party candidates that are the three of them have actually declared. I don't know about Mapstead. Manchin is a maybe, but Cornel West is running. I don't know if he's on every ballot. Jill Stein is running, which is ironic because Cornel West was originally running as Green Party. Now he's doing, what, independent or something like that?
Yeah, that's been a strange story, but yes.
Yeah, and then RFK is running.
Yes.
Outside of that, Joe Manchin has not declared, and he says he doesn't want to play spoiler. And it's like, I don't know how you can run third party and not play spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, what do you think right now about these third party candidates? Are they a factor? Do they anybody have an actual chance, or are they just spoilers?
I think much like you've seen in every other election, you're going to find that it's fun to look at it early on. And then when push comes to shove, all you got to say is there's too much at risk here. You can't throw your vote away on a third party. So you're going to have to vote for fill in the blank candidate. That's your main affiliation, Republican, Democrat. And I think that'll essentially play out that way. I don't think there's any Ross Perot's here. I don't see any of them being major factors. Ross Perot was a cool dude, all things considered. I don't know if there's any documentaries about him out there, but I find whenever a YouTube video comes up about him, I watch it with great enjoyment. He was a very special guy. I don't see any of these candidates that as special as a guy like that, that actually was able to pull away from an election. So I think it's fun to speculate and look at it now just because we're in that mode of there's still a lot of, you know, Republican candidates still on the ballot, even though we know the direction it's going. But when it narrows its way down, it's pretty much going to be funneled out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.